Good. Okay. So, good evening, everybody. This Shabbos, Be'ez Hashem, we finish Sefer Bamidbar with the reading of the Parsha of Matos and Masei together. That constitutes the longest Christian Torah of the year. Matos and Masei are two regular length sedges that are combined. I think even when they are two Svarim, I think Matos and Masei is still longer. But anyway, in Parshas Matos, we find the interesting story, an unusual story, where the representatives of two Shvatim, Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, come forward, and they indicate to Moshe Rabbeinu that they don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael, but would rather like to remain in what we call Eivar HaYarden, or the eastern bank of the Jordan River. That's the territory that they'd conquered from Sichon and Og, that we read about a few weeks ago. And they said, we'd like to remain...
Occupy territory.
They were occupying that territory. They drove them out, and they lived there. And they were satisfied with that land because it's very fertile land. They had a lot of cattle, whatever the reason was. And Moshe Rabbeinu reacts very angrily to this proposal. He says, what kind of business is this? What do you mean you don't want to go into Eretz Yisrael? He thought this was going to be a repeat of the Meraglim. Here we go again, another 40 years. He says, that's what they told me the last time they didn't want to go into Eretz Yisrael. So he's very upset about it. But the Bnei Gad and Reuven said, no. We're not interested in chickening out. And not going, we'll go into Eretz Yisrael. We will help fight and conquer. We'll be part of the army. And we'll do everything we have to do to let everyone else settle. But then we'll get this land. So Moshe makes a deal with them, a condition. It's a conditional deal. And it's spelled out here in the first source, in Parshas, here in Parshas Matos, Bemidbar Perek Lamed Beis, Pasuk Chaf Tes. Moshe says, Moshe Aleim. It says to all the Jewish people, if the Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven will cross with you across the Jordan River, okay, and you'll go in and fight, and the land will be conquered, etc., then they can receive this land of Gilad, that's on the other side of the Jordan, then they can get that as their inheritance. However, Pasuk Lamed, if they won't do this, they don't keep their end of the bargain, then they'll come into Eretz Canaan, they can't get this land. In other words, it was a deal, it was a condition. If they live up to their end of the bargain, so then Moshe will give them the land. That's not enough.
That they have to go into Eretz Canaan.
Right, in a certain sense, well, they get less land, it's the land that they don't want, and so it'll be divided up differently. It's a good question, actually. But anyway, so this was the deal, the condition, and the Mishnah tells us in Kedushin, Chazal speak about what's called the Tanai Bnei Gad and Bnei Reuven, that this story, sir, or this deal, serves as a paradigm in halacha, for any time you're making something, a transaction or some kind of deal on condition, there are certain criteria that have to be met. So the Mishnah says in Kiddushin, Samach Aleph Mal Aleph, source 2, the Mishnah says, or Meir Omer, Kol Tanai, She'eno K'tai B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven, Eino Tanai. In halacha, any type of condition that's set up, any type of a Tanai, a conditional deal that's set up, and it's not patterned and done the same way that B'nei Gad B'nei Reuven Tanai was done, doesn't count. Shenemar, and specifically here they're talking about, as Rashi says, the third source in Kiddushin Samach Aleph and Aleph, that Mishnah called Tanai Shein Kofel. This condition was called a Tanai Kofel. It was two-sided. It was double. Because he said both. If you'll do this, then you'll get the land. If you won't do this, then you won't get the land. In other words, he specified both sides of the coin. If yeah, then yeah. If no, then no. Right? So that's called a Tanai Kofel. So that's specifically, as Rashi, what the Mishnah is talking about here. And that's the only way for a Tanai to be effective in halacha is if it's modeled after the Tanai Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven. As Shenemar, as the Mishnah says in the end of Tuva, Yomar Aleim Yav Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, Losivim Lo Yavu Chalutzim, said both sides of the coin. Rashi says, what it means is, and look, Rashi, Rashi, Kitai, the third source, Rashi says, what it means is, Afo Pishalo Niskaimu HaTanai Niskaimu HaDvarim. If a deal is made and you affixed a condition, but you didn't model the condition after the pattern of the Bnei Gad Bnei Reuven, so then the deal stands even if the condition is not met. For example, right? Hare kigon, hare ze gitech. If a man gives a wife a get, he says a condition. You'll give me this amount of money. He didn't specify it the right way. And then she never gave the money. The get's chal anyway. The maaser, the act stands.
Even if he didn't say anything, right?
Zero, exactly. It's like a zero. The action stands on its own, and that's it. Okay, that's a get. That explains why. So Rashi says, come on, the second line there, three. K'moshe matzino shehutzach Moshe ben Olasham lichbol b'mlo yavu chavetzich v'nochus b'zocham shema mina b'lo kofol haisa matnoso kayemes v'nochun eretz gilad afil over as a yard. And apparently, since Moshe mentioned both sides of the coin, the Tanai kofol, apparently if he would have given, even if they wouldn't have fought, they would have gotten the land anyway. So therefore, You have to have this Tanai Kofel. And then the Rashi goes on, the second last line. Vod dinam, it's not only Tanai Kofel. There are other criteria, other legal patterns that have to be followed. For example, Vod dinam, do Tanai Kodem Lamaisa. You have to phrase it a certain way. You have to phrase the conditional, the if, before the action. The action. So, for example, Tanai Kodem Lamaisa means the way Moshe did it. If you'll do this, then you get the land. He can't say, I'll give you the land if you'll do that. It adds up to the same thing, but there's a procedure. It's a procedural matter. Okay, one second. So he says, he didn't say give them the land if they'll cross. He says, if they'll fight. He says, if they'll fight, then they'll get the land and so on. Mashallah, wasn't any good. Okay, and so on. And you also need, says Rashi, and Rishamim Nami, to be in a hain kodem alav. You have to put the positive before the negative. You can't say, if Moshe would say, if you don't go and you won't get the land, if you do go and you will get it. No, you got to do it the other way. This is a procedure. You got to say, if you'll go and you'll get it, you have hain kodem alav. Okay? So that's what Rashi tells us. The Mishnah, in the commentary on the Mishnah, this is the Mishnah, it's the Mishnah in Kiddush, right? It's Samach Aleph and Aleph in the Gemara. In the Mishnah, it says Par Gimel Mishnah Dalad. So the Tiferet Yisrael, in his commentary on Oschav Dalet, that Mishnah source 4, says, mentions five things. Anan kamalan bedine tanai, aleph shetzorach tanai kofel. Like we just said, bei shei hein kodem olav, the positive before the negative, right? Okay, there's an exception. Gimel, shetzorach shei nami tanai kodem lamaisa, right? You have to mention the if, the provision before the action. Okay, before the deal. And Dalet, he adds something else. The yeah tanai dover she'efshar lakaimo. The Tanai has to be something which is Efsher to be done, which means, but one second. So the obvious one, he said, well, and if you'll jump to the moon, or that, but Rashi says that what's included in this is, okay, I feel Efsher Kamarak B'Issa going, Amanasha Tochob Sachazir. Okay, it's technically possible to do it, but it's not halakhically permissible. It's called Masamasha Kazavat Torah. Okay, and hey, he adds another one, Shetzarach Yedamaisa Dover She'efsher Kamar Ide Shliach. It has to be the type of act which can be done through the agency of somebody else, through a shliach. Okay? And that's here too. Yoshua was the shliach. Right? Moshe wasn't going to be the one handling this whole deal. Okay? Yoshua was going to be doing it. Okay, so that's how those are the conditions. You look in the Rambam, Hilchos Ishus Paragvav Alach Aleph and Beis, source 5, Adam the Shulchan Aruch, Eben Ezer, Simon Lamed Ches, Beis, you have these rules. It starts with Kiddushin, HaMekadosh Al Tanai, right? The guy he betroths a woman on certain conditions, HaMekadosh Al Tanai. So again, in the sky of time of Kiddush, in the sky of enemy Kiddush. And then he says, Bein Shia Tanai Min Aish, Bein Shia Min Isha. It doesn't matter whether the bride or the groom, no one fixes the Tanai. And then he adds, this is not only true by Kiddushin, but V'chol Tanai Sheba Olam, Bein B'Kiddushin, Bein B'Gerushin, Bein B'Mekachomemka, Bein B'Shardin Imamon, right? I have to have these criteria met, these four criteria. It doesn't matter whether it's a matter of kiddushin or gittin, or it's the business transaction, it's a sale, whatever it is, all dinei mamonis, monetary, all these things have to be met in this way. And Eila, Eina, Abadvarman, Salah, Abed, Shetanai Kofu, Hain Kodin, all the rules we mentioned, and so on. He writes, okay, yeah, he doesn't mention, he only mentions four here, right? He doesn't mention Aydei Shliach, okay? Well, it's not because it's in the Gemara. The Rambam doesn't mention it here. But for other reasons, they discuss why the Rambam left it out. But when he writes, like it was before, Den of Halacha Beis, Yim Chosar HaTanai Echad Mehen, Haya Tanai Boto, Ukila Einsham, Tanai Kar. Exactly, you said, if you're missing one of these things, that's okay, never made a Tanai at all, and therefore the transaction stands. That's what it says in Shofar as well. Why should this be? Why should every condition have to be matched to the Tanai B'nai Gadol B'nai Reuven? The Tosfos in Ksubas Nun Vav and Aleph, so 7 explains in the Rii, he says as follows. Theoretically, usually we believe, in effect, that actions speak louder than words. Right? If I make a deal with you, I give you something, I give you money. What kind of idea? What do you mean? And now I'm saying, oh, but by the way, you know, it's only on certain conditions verbally. Why does that work at all? Usually if you make a deal, so it's a deal. Okay, you can't now say, I'm only doing this in such and such a condition. Why should that work altogether?
It's not like he came back next week and said, no, I had in mind a condition. No,
but even.
What you say?
Right, I mean, but again, you know, maybe.
I'm going to give you a hat.
But the chiddush is that words alone work. Maybe it should have to be in a contract. Maybe there should be a kinyan on the tonight. There are a lot of things that.
Made no tonight.
Yeah.
So how do you know my statement means something? Because when a person talks,
something. Right, but actions speak louder. I gave you this.
But he didn't give it to you yet. I said, next week I'll give you my hat.
No, no, but we're talking about...
I think you got now on conditions. You can say, that's a chiddush.
Right, that's the chiddush. That's what you're talking about.
But he didn't give it to him now. He's going to give it to him in 6 months or in six, 2 years.
The livings. So the, but at the time of the condition, at the time I'm giving, I don't give you 6 years. What's the I don't
condition at the time of giving. Make a condition at the time of promising.
Both. Well, it's true. Okay, it's all true. But, even if he made it before, he made it at the same time. What's the difference? It's why should it work? Now, I'm giving something to you. Okay, maybe this should have to be a Kenyan on.
I'm not giving it to you. I'm saying I will give it to you. So why does saying mean anything? If I give it to you, good. I say tomorrow I'll give you a pen.
Okay.
So when am I committed to do that?
I'm not talking. We're talking about a case now. We're talking about you're giving something. You get harayze gitech now. I'm not
right
saying
that.
Now,
that's not the tenai.
Well, one second. So that's a further question. Actually, I got a kinyan because their family's there and so on and so forth. You know, they had, but it's only going to become effective later. Anyway, let me. So Satosis says basically, Omari, the lot of the alfina mitayim the governor to have a minute. The shum tenai ain't on mevato as amaisa. Logically, you could argue that a tenai should not be able to undo or should not have the power to undo a maisa. So since the whole tenai concept, the chiddush, so then every tenai has to be done the way the chiddush was done. In other words, the whole concept of a tenai being able to limit a transaction is itself a chiddush, so therefore it has to match the chiddush. Now, another Gemara in Ksubas, Ayin Dalam Alav, 8, Michti, Kol Tanai Meher Gamina. Here's where the Gemara talks about the Shech. It's not the first as well as Chiddush. The Shalom, why the Rambam didn't mention over there, okay, as one of the five, he said four, not this, but it's not that the Tversa made it up. It's the Gemara in Ksubas, Nun Vav Alav, 8, Michti, Kol Tanai Meher Gamina, Mitzvah Ben Gamar Ibn, Tanah, the Epshel Akumai, the Shech Kihosam, Havet Tanai Tanah, the Law of Shech Kumai, the Shech Kihosam, Havet Tanai. It's part of the deal because it was done through Shech there too, as Rashi explains. Right, it's the whole back and forth, the whole business. Either Shliach Rashi is Kihosam Shari Moshe, see the way Yeshua, Lost Leis Lamas Aretz, Shari Shlucho Shari Moshe. Okay, so it only something we done through a Shliach. So Rashi there says, for example, Chalitza can't be done by a Tanai. You can't affix a Tanai to a Maisa Chalitza. Chalitza again is when you have a couple that's married and then the man dies and never had any children. So halacha is that the wife, the widow, has to marry the deceased husband's brother. That's called Yibum. And they don't want to do it, so there's an option called Chalitza. Either one of them doesn't want to get married, or for other reasons, they don't want to do it, so the sometimes the bezin will advise them not to do it. Let's say the girl's 27 and the guy's 82 or whatever, or the other way around. You know, the other reasons why I don't think it's going to be successful is they don't want to do it. She's in California, he's in New York. Anyway, so they'll recommend the chalitza. But you can't appoint the shef to do chalitza. It's more. Why? Because chalitza is not. In effect, there's no shlichus by chalitza. And therefore, it says the Gemara, or says Rashi explaining the Gemara, you can't have a tanai either. Milsa, they can't say I'm doing this chalitza on the condition you'll give me $100 or whatever. It's milsa de leisa b'shlichus leisa b'tanai. That's the rule. Okay, Tos explains why should be. Tos there in Ksubas I'm not off source 10 days. Why should be? What's you got to do with shliach? Okay, what's a svara? I mean, the answer is because of Bnei Gav Bnei Reuven, but what's a svara? Is there a svara? So basically, he says the Yeshama the Haim the Taima. That's a Tos in Ksubas I'm not always dimas will try the absolute kumay de shliach. Source 10. He says the Yeshama the Haim the Taima. Here's the reason. The whole Hamaisa Kolkach biyado Shirocho lekamer Shliach Svaru Hushukamo can biyado l'shavi beitanai. If this action is so much under my authority and under my control that I can even appoint a Shliach to do it for me, so then I can put a tanai on it also. It's my action. It's my thing. Okay. Whereas something which is not really fully in my control, so to speak, then I can't do it. Chalitza, you can't do through Shliach Tosfos says, so it's not be able to put a tanai. It's not really my action in the same sense. Okay?
So he said,
yeah,
would not fulfill these requirements.
In effect, right. And they're
including if I give you my lulav.
So let's see. Well, no, that's not
a
mitzvah.
You can't make a shliach to do it.
No, but there's no mitzvah to give a lulav. I mean, right.
You're
actually giving it. Not a mitzvah. Anyway, Tosin and Gittin, that was a Tosin and Ksubas Ayin Da'alav. Tosin and Gittin Ayin Hamad Alav, Dumas Alafuke, gives a different reason. He says, I understand, Bishlama, Tanai Kofo, Tanai Kolomaisa, Hin Kodon Lav, Yafin and Shapim, Tanai Begabe Ruben. Okay, they're written there, but the shlichus thing, maybe that's why the Rambam leaves it out. It's not really written there. I mean, yes, it turns out that it wasn't Moshe's me doing it. It was Yeshua's me doing it, but it's not really in the same category. Okay, so how do we learn it out? So maybe it would have worked. Maybe it would have worked that we, without Shir. Okay, so Yesh Shlomar, he says Mishum the Kol Atfanim Aksuna Ma'aseh Kedushin. Okay, so it basically says we have things in the Torah like that. Im Bechukosai Telechu Im Tovu Shmatem. Okay, which is in the I'll throw the mind next week. Anyway, Rov Mitzvahs Ayde Shliach. That's interesting. The mitzvahs usually can be done through a Shliach. Okay, anyway, that's another reason.
All the time, Kodesh Baruch Hu said, if you listen, you'll have lots of grace.
And if you don't,
listen, you get that.
Yeah, so that's
so
the deal.
Every other one that we'll look at, we'll see the same thing.
That's what he says. Rove mitzvahs like that. Now, what I want to do is,
the deal falls apart, then what are you left with?
You can get the deal to be canceled for other reasons, but if you don't attach properly, then the deal's off. That's the point. If you didn't attach it properly, the deal's on. Tough luck on the guy. Okay. This is all background.
I already handed you the hat.
Right.
End of the hat. Then I say these five conditions.
Right.
So at the end of my speech.
Right. So that. So actually.
6 months later.
So actually, you can't hand the hat first. You got to do it at the Tanai Kodonomaisa. Well, Tanai Kodonomaisa to me in the verbalization and in the act carrying it out. Okay. Anyway, this is all just background information to the question I would like to look at. What about a mitzvah, doing a mitzvah or mitzvahs conditionally? On a Tanai. Okay. I don't mean lending some of your lulav. I'm talking you're doing a mitzvah and you want it to be chal, or you want it to be in effect only under certain conditions. Okay, how does that work? Well, for example, let's see. So, I give a classic example. Some people do it, Friday night. Okay, the wife, it's time to bench lift, but she still has to finish up some malacha, so to put some food in the oven. So, in Yiddish, I said, Hubbin and Zinnin. Remember, she has in mind that the candle lighting shouldn't count. I'm not really starting Shabbos, right? The women do it all the time.
That's something okay? Up.
Right. Or, let's see. So, for example, so I brought a few examples here in the order of the Shulchan Aruch. Look at the 12. Hilchos Tefillin Siman Lamedalot Sif Beis. Talking here, we know that there are two different, two primary shitas as to the how the parshas of the four parshas of the Tefillin have to be written. Okay, in a Shalyad, all four parshas are written on one piece of parchment. There are four parshas, right? And so according to Rashi, the four parshas are written in the order that they appear in the Chumash. Kadesh, Shema, and right? Cast an order of appearance. Right? That's how it's written according to Rashi. And according to Ben Tam, it's the last two switch. The two Vahayas are next to each other, so it's Kaddish Vahaya, Vahim Shamoa, and Shema. Okay? This is not the Machos Rashi and Ben Tam. Really, both Shitas predate both Rashi and Ben Tam. Okay? But it's classically, that's the Rashi Tzon, Ben Tam Tzon. So what do we do? So Shulchan Aruch rules here in 12. Yirei Shamayim, Yetzi Yidei Shem. You want to be a Yirei Shamayim? Do both. You have two primary sheets. V'yaseh Shtei Zugos Tzulun Echshtayim. Put on two pairs of tzulun. Okay? Which now, by the Chassidim, they do that. But not the way the Mechaber is telling us. Because the Mechaber is actually saying you put the two on at the same time. Okay? Some Sephardim do these. I've seen it at the Kosel Maravi sometimes. Very, very small tzulun. Very small, okay. So it says the Shulchan, the Mechaber. Wait a minute, but isn't that a problem about Tosef and so on? Says the Shulchan, right? V'yichaven b'hanachosam, v'osam shem aliva the hilchosam yotzei lechovasi. You have in mind that whichever this one is right, that should be my tefillin. The other is just hashalhem kiritzus ba'alma, just straps and just decorative and jewelry, whatever. Okay. There's enough room on the head to put the tone. If you have small enough tone, they can both be in the right place. But anyway, you see from there in the Shulchan Aruch that, in effect, this person is saying, I'm going to do this mitzvah as a condition, right? And I only want this to count. I only want the one to count that's the Lavacha correct, right? Either Rashi or Ben Tam. Most people don't do it that way. The people put on two tzulun, put on Rashi tzulun, and later on, by the Chazon Shatru, and they don't have to worry about it, right? Because they don't have two on at the same time. Then you have, now, those people don't put on two pairs of tzulun at all, so that's it. Only going. Others point out that there are various other shitas, and within the shitas is how you write it, and so on. So the only going writes in one place. If you want to be yotzei all the shitas, you have to put on 64 pairs of tzulun. So therefore, we don't do it. All right, anyway, that's one. Here's another Tanai. Shulchan Aruch Archaim 13. Hilchos Brachos, this is. So it's Simon Mem Vav, Siv Tes. We're talking about Kriya Shema here. It's talking about not the Kriya Shema that you get up to in Davening, but the Kriya Shema that appears that we have in the Siddur in Karbonis. So it says the Ramor writes, I go Ramor. V'tov lomar b'shachris, in the early part of the morning, when you say Shema in the Karbonis, okay? I mean, a lot of people don't say Karbonis. That's all joke, right? You come late to shul, the first thing you sacrifice is Karbonis. But if you say it's in there, right? It's in the section we call Karbonis. So you should say Baruch Shem Vomach Solamad, and it'll say the proper Shema. And the Shabura there in Sivkot and Laman Aleph 14 to maybe even say all three parshas. Why? Because sometimes, especially when the Tovus Man occurs early, this is around, I think, 9:18 now, something like that, if you have Davin at a later minion, so you miss the Zman of Kriya Shema. So, but when you buy brachas, the Karbonis is still okay, especially Shabbos with the singing and this and that. So by the time you get up to Zman Kriya Shema, so what do you do? Say Shema earlier and have in mind that that should count. So the Shabur spells it out. One second.
Have in mind that it counts.
So the Shabur explains. The Shabur explains because still you're not saying with the brachas. Right in the morning, brachas krishma. There's no brachas in the brachas krishma. The mishabur right. It's called lamed al. The pirush mishur lefamim shohin at sibur. Sometimes the sibur is delayed, and therefore you should also say baruch sheng v'rav solom because you're not yotze. And he says on the other hand, aval kishelo yabru. But if they're not going to miss his man, mutav lotze krishma sibur shabat sibur yikra kolos shosha parshas over brachosel kemo shetiknu chazal lachatchila. So what are you going to do? So he says, "V'makom sheyoreish atzibur yavur zman kriyishma yechaven libo kedin kriyishma yechaven lotzis b'zeh mitzaser kriyishma." The mitzvah right, so you need to go on. I'm fine, okay. And yesh omri mishuvi the whole first parsha, maybe all three parshas. And he doesn't mention the word tonight, but Rabbi Akiva Eger does. You're looking at 15. Rabbi Akiva Eger there in Siman Memvav on Tivtes. On that comment on the Magen Avraham, he says, "Lanias daiti biyoreish atzibur yavur zman kriyishma yechaven b'derech tonight." If Yavru, if they will end up missing it by the time the Tzibur, I'm starving with the Shul. If they end up by the time they get up to Kriya Shema, it's going to be after the Tovus Man Kriya Shema. So let me be Yotze with this Kriya Shema I'm saying now, you know, earlier in the morning. On the other hand, if we're not going to miss it, then I don't want this Kriya Shema to count. So Baba, she's doing the mitzvah a la tonight.
Okay.
In effect, he's saying, I don't want this to count if we're going to make it. So if you end up making it, it doesn't count.
And you're later on, so the
Kavanah, she's.
You have Kavanah that you're.
Yeah, you have Kavanah outside. That's exactly what Kavanah says. You have Kavanah on condition. On the kid. Okay?
Mamish is saying that
there is the question. Yeah, a lot of things. Right? Okay. Now, another place, okay? Sirus Omer, by Sirus Omer. Simon Tov Pei Tes Arachim, Siv Gimel. Hamispa, this was. Hamispa, the Matsirim Odyom. They have in the shul, they have a mincha ma'ariv early. And the sphere is, you know, it's already late, especially in certain parts of Europe, it doesn't get late till, they don't get dark till very late. They make a mincha for mincha ma'ariv here too. So, end of May and June. All right, there you go. Right. So, what do you do? So, you should count the sphere without a bracha. Even though, when you daven ma'ariv, it's after plug on the hill. In years ago, Balayla Yavarchu, and if you'll remember later on when you get home, a lot of times they announce here, like at a Friday night minion at 7 o'clock, the rabbi will announce, today, the rabbi will announce, on a Friday night, let's say, the rabbi will announce, please remember to pre Kriya Shema and to count the Sirus Omer after 9:06 or whatever time, right? But sometimes people forget. Today it's much easier to remember because you have charts and papers and during the weekend. You know, it's interesting that. You know, the Mishabura, other posts can say that women shouldn't count the seer because some of them are going to forget one night. Not because women are less intelligent than men, but most men remember when they daven Ma'ariv. Okay? Most men daven Ma'ariv. Women aren't davening Ma'ariv. But today, you could have apps and beeps and texts, you know, that come from every organization that will remind you. So I don't know, today maybe women should kind of can remember the same as men, they all have phones, right? So it might be different. Anyway, but that's the situation. And then, so there, then, in Luke 17, the Mishabur there, it's in Tav Pei Tes. So caught in Tezai, and he says, the issue is, it's been a shmashus or whatever. The point is, you say as follows, make a Tanai in effect. Komar Mechaber, do yimna imayim penyishka chakar. You may forget later on. V'yachshu v'dayat. The imez kar chakar b'laylin mos. Ain't any road to lotzeis mesir azu. If I remember later on, I don't want to be yotzu the sur at an earlier to b'dievin time. You know, I really
not as good a mitzvah.
Right. So therefore, he says I don't want this to count. And I don't want to rely on those coolers. If I'm going to remember later when it's after dark, vaday dark, according to everybody, all the shitas, the time, and all the people you want. If I remember 10 o'clock, I'm like, good, I'll count then. But if not, I want the same type of an idea. One or two others, a famous Tanaim and Mitzvah, This is in the, they say this in the yeshivas all the time, the Pesach Mike question, not Tzira. Okay, the Afikoman.
Yes.
Right, the Halach is in Siman Tavai and Zayin of Archaim Sif Aleph. Lachar Gemar Kolosud Ochel Matzah Shmura. You take a piece of Shmura Matzah that was hidden under the napkin and so on. Zechel HaPesach HaNechel HaSova. Yochel HaBesiv HaRocha VeYizor HaLachol Korum Chatzos. You're supposed to eat the Afikoman before Chatzos. Okay, and the Mishnah Berurah explains it got involved there. It's even Tavai and Zayin because it's Zechel Pesach, and according to one sheet of the Pesach was also Enon Echo Ela Ad Chatzos. Okay, good.
That
is right. That is another din. Shulchan Aruch, next Simon, Taf Ayin Ches of Aruchayim. See, Valav Achar Afikomen Ein Lechol Shum Dovar. Now, I'll eat anything after Afikomen, just the two remaining cups, right, the two or four, the last two cups, but you don't eat anything. And Rashi, the Mishnah Berurah explains, you've got an olive there, Simon, Taf Ayin Ches, Kadesh Yavim Repiv, Tam Matzah Afikomen, so you have the flavor in your mouth, and so on and so forth. So the question is, let's see, you're having a Seder, and you have a lot of people at the Seder, and you have, first of all, the kids with their papers and everything else, and the Ritor, and by the time you get up there, it's very late, and it's almost time for the Afikoman, you're still in the middle of the meal, you haven't eaten yet, you know, so you have to try it, but let's say you try it, and now you have a problem. What are you going to do? Okay, you have to eat the Afikoman, and then you can't eat the meal. I have a friend who once went to Baron Lichtenstein's at his house for a Seder, and the way the friend told him, I wasn't there, but he said that one time he was there for a Seder, and the talk with the Victoria, this and that, and they realized it was getting late, almost time for Chatzos. So, you know, between them and the wall, after you eat the matzah and the maror and the charoz, you're not necessarily so hungry for the meal anyway. You know, so Reb Aaron said, maybe we'll just have a bowl of soup, we'll go right to the Afikoman. And his wife was not at all pleased with this. She's been cooking for the last 3 days, you know, and make a whole delicious meal. There's only one Seder there. So she said, nothing doing. You know, to figure out a way out. She doesn't have a salvation's daughter. She is a salvation's daughter. She wouldn't be well. But anyway, so the Avnei Nezer has a famous Tanai. Simon Shin Pei Aleph in his Tshuva is Avnei Nezer Chelek Archaim 22. Avnei Nezer says like this. His Yisod is, well, 1 second. The idea that you have to eat the Afikoman by Chatzos is, according to one sheet there, Belezim and Azariah. The Kiva says you need it all night long. On the other hand, the idea, his position, no one agrees with this, but they say Chaim and others agreed, his idea is the idea of eating, not eating after the Afikoman, is only within the time slot that you could eat the Afikoman. So if you so therefore that expires. And let's say I have a Seder and I wake up at 3:30 in the morning. I go to sleep after the Seder at 1, whatever. I wake up at 3:45. I'm hungry. Can't imagine. I'm hungry. I want a drink. You know, you're allowed to, according to many. It's over already, right? The whole thing's over. So the Avnei Nezer says like this. What do you do? This is in the end of Siman Shin Pei Aleph, Dalei. He says as follows. He says, you only have to have the Tam Matzah and the Tam Pesach in your mouth when, at the time of the Shir, at the time of the Mitzvah. Al Kenir Ladinus, he says like this. If you hold, you can't eat anything after the Korban Pesach, and hence the Afikoman after Chatzos, but after Chatzos you can eat. On the other hand, there's another sheet that says you can still eat the Afikoman later on. So he says, you make a Tanai. You say, let's say it's Chatzos 1 o'clock, so it's 2 minutes till 1 o'clock, and you haven't finished your dinner yet. Take a piece of matzah. Eat a piece of matzah, it's like this. If the shita is correct, then I think the afikoman before midnight, before 1 o'clock in the morning, chatzos. Okay, so it's my afikoman, good. And now wait 2 minutes. Then it's afterwards, okay, mitzvah overnight, you can eat whatever you like. So on the other hand, if, you know, but if the shita is like the other, the halach is like the other way, you can eat the afikoman, you know, later on. So look, this is just a piece of matzah, not here. So it's again, it's the same thing. He's doing it on this condition. That's the famous story of the Avnei Nezer.
Then when is the afikoman?
Later, after you finish dinner, have another piece of matzah.
You
have to have another piece later. That was just a piece of matzah. So later on, I'll have another piece of matzah at 1:30 in the morning when I'm finished. So not even many others.
But have to see if the five conditions.
One other example. Let's see. One other example. Okay, the Sholomation has a Tshuva Madura Riviyah Chelek Gimel Sin Kuf Chav Zayin 23. Is another example. She was asked by one of his Talmidim by Shaul Shudis. He realized that he wasn't sure if he had any wine at home for Havdalah. So they make Havdalah in Shul. So he said, I'd rather make Havdalah myself and my own mitzvah. Okay, so he said, can I make it tonight? And say, if I come home, I find no wine, I'll be real to with this Havdalah here in Shul. But if I have wine, I'll make Havdalah myself. That was the question. That was what he asked. Huh?
What about
Let's say there's no wine. He said, yeah. He said, yes, it's the same thing. He said, it's the same din by Sir Omer. Okay, he says, it's the same thing. Okay, and then everyone loves it there, but okay, he says, you can make a tie. Same thing. And we find such a similar din My kid is finite. It doesn't come up by us so often. But the Gemara Pesachim Kuf Aleph Aleph 24 has a din, which we know ain't kiddush ala mokum suda. You have to make kiddush find what you're going to eat. The Gemara tells a story. Damar Abaye ki avina bein mar. When I was by the house of my rabbi, Rabba, his uncle, Rashbam says Mar is Rabba. So we'd sometimes stop Friday night to say hello to wish him good Shabbos or whatever, and we heard him make kiddush, and he would say, "Eat something here, take a bite here, because maybe by the time you get back to your house, the lights will go out." Those days, lights were candles, okay? And you won't be able to make kiddush, and you can't, and you're not able to do this because you're going to eat here, so eat here, okay? That's the case, as the Rashbam explained.
Yeah,
so,
that many times the kiddush...
Shabbos lunch, Shabbos day, yeah.
Right,
yeah.
Have
so the tzlach, right. But
there's no bread.
So the tzlach says...
No.
So daytime is different.
Not.
That's not to bring up daytime.
Maybe not.
Daytime may be different, though. But anyway, so the Tzlach over there says, and that Gemara Pesachim, Kuf Amanav, and the Tzlach, says that basically the same thing. They can, you know, they have to say, why did they make a, you know, why did Rabbi have to say that? Why couldn't they make a, you know, they say it will be Yotze, you know. So the same thing. He says you can make a Tanai, you know, that if the candles are burning, and I want to get home, this kiddush won't get... All right, same idea. All right, so the question is, does day meal may be different? But okay. Anyway, the question now is, as I just asked, we have all these examples of mitzvahs that are done conditionally. Do you have to, when you have all this in mind, do you have to say, let's take the kriyash manama. If the shul gets up to kriyash manama time, I want this, not to count it, the shul, but you have to say both, my kuffel and henka, you have to follow all the conditions, all the stipulations? So we never saw that. I mean, none of the sources that we mentioned said you have to do it according to what we call the Mishpatei Atanayim. We didn't see that by the mitzvah. So why not? L'chora, the answer should be yes. We just said, the Rambam said, based on the Mishnah, that any type of Tanai, in order to be halachically effective, has to be patterned after the Bnei Grav and Eruvin. So you have to have all these conditions have to be met. So the L'chora should work here also. Okay? And not only that, but it shouldn't work for a mitzvah shebegufo, because one of the rules we said was,
Shliach.
Yeah, so sure, what's going on? Right? You can't make a
shliach.
You can't say Kriya Shema through a shliach, right? So what's going on? So the, I want to point out, listen, thank you, there's a Ramban. In Baba Basa, Kuf Chav Vavad Beis. Yom HaSa Rezu Mekudeshus, Betonar Batal, 3027. The Yesh Omrim. Ki gamrinan mitzai b'nei gav b'nei ruvain. This whole rule that a condition has to be patterned after b'nei gav b'nei ruvain, hami mili kiot was tanai b'n adon l'chavera, when it impacts another person. When I'm making a deal with you, avo tanai shebeino l'vain atzmo, b'chol inyan havi tanai. If I'm setting up my own arrangement in my mind, okay, I don't have to say, if I do this, I'll be yotzi kish, I'll be yotzi kish. That's necessary in terms of cementing a deal. The original B'nai Gav and Reuben was a deal between the leader of Klal Yisrael and these tribes. So then you have the Mishnah Tanah. But the Ramban says in his Chiddushim that when it's a thing that a person setting up for himself that doesn't impact anybody else, so then, you know, and he says, Atam no same. The whole thing makes, what do you mean if? In other words, I want it to work out, right? In other words, when I make it tonight with you, so you have to decide. Are you going to abide by my condition? I'll sell you this on the condition of that. So then we have to figure out. But I'm going to abide by my own thing. I don't want this mitzvah to count if we get up, the shul gets up, right? So that's what the Ramban writes. In a similar vein, the Shittim Rebbe says in Nazir, Yud Aleph and Aleph quotes Rabbeinu Azriel. Okay, one of the Baal Tosfos, Rabbeinu Azriel. He says, Hachal, we're talking about Nazirus and Dar. Hachal of Shachem by Tanun by Tanai. Devshay de Shikh Tanai by the Ruben. The Dafka Gabe Maisa be a Dayim. Kagon Kenyan, Chalitza, Get, Kedushin. Okay, those kinds of things. Okay, there you have to have, you know, the im yefshel kama de acher el de atzma olim ha maisa va filon is kama tam os bata maisa. Avol neder in Nazirus, that's what he's talking about. Okay, a guy can take a neder all of Tanai. Right, I'm going to take another this, if that. People will do all time, right? Okay, what? You can, yeah.
Therefore,
you can make it tonight by again. You can, yes. You can make
follow all the rules.
Because you can, yeah, you don't have to do that. Right, get by getting Kiddushin to develop the Shia, and therefore tonight works.
And therefore you have to follow all five rules.
Now, but by, let's say, neder and aziras, a guy takes, sometimes the person takes a neder on the condition. That's a personal matter. That's not a mice you're dying. So there, I can't have a shiach, and therefore you don't have to. She's kaima and is kaima tonight. It's not strong enough to work without the tonight being fulfilled. And the Mordechai and Ksubis, Hagos Mordechai in the first part of Ksubis, Rav Israel Tzadi, also talks about this, he says, by Kenyan and so on and so forth, then we can discuss whether they need the Shliach or not, but not by other things. All the same idea, more or less.
What does it mean by the okay. language, Master Hanata B'Yodayim?
Physical action, you're doing something.
Giving a gift,
doing
part of it.
You're doing something, yeah. Now, I just saw full disclosure that Pnei Yoshua in Gittin, on Ayin Hem and Aleph, wonders about for this Misvara. Okay, the Pnei Yoshua wonders. Before I explain it to you, it also says it's not, you know, not my idea. Tosa says, why is it so you need to be able to appoint the Shliach? Because the act has to be so much your thing, you can even appoint the Shliach. Says the Pnei Yoshua, you could argue the opposite. Okay? If it could be done through a Shliach, they have less Bailas Ofer. You know, the Bnei Yeshua says, he says, I'm going
to
say what he says. Those are the two sides. Okay? He says, the Kaimel and Ba'amma, the Bein and Tanai, Shef Shekham and the Shia, Chayna Shem Maisa, Ef Shekham and the Shia. Abdanar Lichbos and the Kaimel and the Shia. Bein Kain, Maza Shekosu Serova, Mitzvah, the Tosa says, Mitzvah, what condition, the whole thing, he says, the Tosa is very, very difficult. And Elanias Daiti on the fifth line, Zusor Tamu Yoser, the other of a Kol Shah Maisa, the other Yoser, Mistaber Shah, any Yachel to vote tonight. To go Osni Vato Maisa, Islam tonight, Bato Maisa Kayim. So he said, he finds it a little difficult. And if I don't want to argue with Tosus, he says. But he says, in the Ilan is the Aitim Ahefa. The Chol Hecho Shah Maisa Yachol, Layasus HaShech, ain't Kan Maisa Gomor. The Maisa Gomor, Vare, ain't Yachol Azer Shliach. Kigon Chalitza, Ubir, and so on. The Chol Maisa Tolibu Gufo, Vare, ain't Yachol Azer Shliach. The Kaven Shu Maisa Gomor, then ain't Yachol Azer Botanai. To the Osi Dibur, Vato La Maisa. So he says the other way, he says, he has a question. Okay, but anyway, should be aware, one other or two other points in this regard. The flaw in Ksubas, that's the Pinchas Horowitz, who's the Rebbe, one of the Rebbe of Chassan Sofer, wrote the flaw in Ksubas and the Machdan Kiddushin. So he says, the Hoya Finam in Time, the governor Ruben, Eno El Badoshishbo Maisa, the Lo Osi Tanai, should Dibur Vato Maisa. I will Dover Shaino Maisa, La Dibur, ain't Dibur Vato Dibur. Osi Dibur Vato Dibur. And he brings up the question about Pidyon Aben. Okay, the discussion can do is can you do Slichas to Pidyon Aben? Okay. He says, Lama Molt, apparently you can make a Tanai by Pidyon Aben. So that's he wants to split. But it says that you can make it tonight. You can make it tonight by pidyon. By the time you can't. You can't make it tonight. Okay.
Why not?
Why? She says hakevah chain a pidyon achlios on the shliach hatonai bottle or ma'ase kaim. But he says no, because by pidyon on ben there's two stages. There's the giving of the coins. Now you can do through a shliach, but the declaration. The Amira, Zeb B'ni B'chori, that you have to do yourself. So he's splitting it, that's what he says.
If you don't say it, that's Matthew.
I don't know. It's a good question. I thought it wasn't. But apparently he holds it is. Chuvin Chazam Sofer, Chilik Ebenezes, Chilik Beisim and Tzadi. He says, Hine B'tam de Mahani T'nai B'kim HaMitzah, he deals with our issue. Now, these are all, that's, you know, those issues, I mean, he deals with our issue. He says, the reason it works by Mitzah, Afo P'shi Yevshel HaKam HaBishliach, even though you can't do a Shliach, Hanamishum, the shame mitzvah, but Alma Mias Epsilon Kama Shia, Afogav, the Zosa Mitzvah, mitzvahs in principle can. This particular mitzvah can't be, but a mitzvah in principle, I'm going to go there. What's the name
of
Zosa? What's the name of Zosa? He says in mitzvahs in general. So I just want to point out there's
two parts of Mizuzah.
The writing?
Hanging, I don't know.
They're hanging up, I'm not sure. Okay, I just want to mention. That's whose house.
For whatever reason,
that'll
be part of the same question.
I guess. Now, let me just finish up these points. I want to get into one other issue in regards to Shabbos. The Sefer Mikroi Kodesh from Rav Tzvi Pesach Frank, Pesach Chelek Beis, Siman Nun Vav, talks about this whole time about Afikoman. So in a footnote, it writes as follows. He says, how can you have a tanai by the afikomen? How else you can't do it through a shliach? It's not, right? That's our question, Right? And therefore, Milsa Lesh Vashich Lesh Zanai. The Tirith, he quotes the Tosus and Ksubis and so on and so forth. The Hezberhu, Shekev and Shaniach, Shaniach, Kanera Shiyesh Chisarim the Bailus Ha'odover. You can't make a Shliach, then it's a Chisar in your Bailus. And therefore, you can't make a Tanai either. Avo B'mitzvah, Shechova, Odom Ha'kaiman, Dumas Kriyashma, Ein Kam Shum Chisarim the Bailus Ha'odom Ha'odover. There's no chisar and violence. The hefech hadaber shach l'rachodim. L'chein ein aklal shemis l'es v'shichas l'es in the tanai. In other words, by a transaction, so you could argue the ability or the inability to point to shliach says something about your control over. But that's not the case by a mitzvah. It's not a chisar in your violence. It's a mitzvah. Okay, and therefore, even though he can't appoint the shliach, he can still appoint the tanai. And he says that's what the Ramban means. Okay, that just benov chaveru you have to have. Haramban, right? Bailus and so on. But by something like tefillin or whatever, he says, Mashainik and Betai Shemenov and Atzel Shalom Nogel Acher, Mechatashi, tell him a bailus or something. That's not a question of your bailus. When it comes to me selling this item to, it's a question of my bailus. So the inability to point the Shriach impact says something about my bailus. But not by a mitzvah. On the high time in Nira Shalorah, Kamaisit Shalom Nogel Acher, and the Gamba Kima tonight. Lefize Yeshli Osh has a different question. Okay, that he answers. Anyway, that's how the Darchonim answer. However, full disclosure, Chumas Oneg Yomtev Simon Gimel 33.
Who's that?
Okay, I forgot who's listening. Okay.
Nachron.
Yes, yes, I think 1800s. The Oneg Yomtev. Okay, he basically raises the same question, and he says, "Guess what?" He says, "No, it's not true," and. Look at the middle part. He says it's not true. You can't make it to my regarding a mitzvah which doesn't have shliach. I don't know. He disagrees. In the end, he disagrees with the Sirius Omer plan. I don't know if he's going to disagree with everything else we said. Otherwise, you need all the mitzvah time. But he says, Mahai time and nami. Okay. And he says that you can't make it. It's a mitzvah shemagufo. You can't. No shliach. You can't make it to my.
What about Chumas and
Maisus? The Chumas and Maisus is your, what's the Tanai? It's like a...
You can't get better one.
You can do a Shlichus.
Or in case,
you
can't get better
one. Yeah, but you can do that through Shlichus. Right, therefore. No, he said Mr. Shmagufo. Mr. Shmagufo, you can't get Tanai. No, it's your field.
You have to do anything with your fingers.
No.
Just to talk about it.
Right, and that's been given over to them. They have to receive it. Okay. And he says the Eishu Mokom he disagrees. So the Chavos Shuvos Oli Yantiv Lamaisa disagrees with his whole Yisod, and he said, "Mr. Gufo, you can't make a Tanai." Well, again, the Ramban wasn't. Yeah, it was rejecting the Ramban. Yeah, the Ramban didn't directly deal with that question, but yeah.
Okay, so if you want more, that applies to Shuvos Dibur too.
I guess so. Yeah. Now in the Shuvos of Shter, yeah, I'm saying he disagrees openly with the Shuvos Omer.
That means all the five examples we had, they're all.
He disagrees. I can't argue. I don't know. I know what he says. He says at the end of paragraph 33, he says that he disagrees with the Sfiris Omer idea. Okay. Now, in the Tshuvas of Ersternbuch, Tshuvas on Hagos, Chelek Aleph Siman Nun Dal 34, he says, and this you also talk about Kriya Shema B'chzat Torah and other things, you look what he mentioned on the third line, Rak HaGonu V'sol Salanter Chidesh Shetzorach Kol Gidrei Tanayim. He says Tanay works, but you have to do it with all the tanaim. Tanai kafel hein kolaz. Shemati shehiskim with Rabbi Gaon Chazonish. V'chein mashon shekazon kiv eger. Okay, you have to say with the Kriya Shema. Im yavar hazman yayotze, v'im lav lo yotze. Okay, so he says neinachanamim. He says you got to do it in the same. It's got to match all the mishnah tanaim. Okay, they quote the Chumash on the Yom Tov. I got to it, but
they have to say first.
And the whole thing, and he gives you the lotion.
Then he says,
he gives you the whole lotion. Read the rest of the Chumash on time now, but he gives you the whole lotion. So that's, but as we just saw, that is the minority view, it seems. Okay, we'll have to rely on the Ramban. Okay, same thing. He says wants to say Kriya Shema early. So you said, look at the last paragraph. They say, "Imachshav mitzvah mukhal kushma vaad." Okay, if not, you got to say both sides. I just want to come quickly to end with the issue of Shabbos. I said, "Well, we're accepting Shabbos ala tanai, right? The woman doesn't accept Shabbos." So first of all, how does that become a problem altogether? So the whole problem starts with the Mahag. Sefer Aruch Gedolos in Hilchos Chanukah. He writes in 35. Okay, hechad the boy looking their Chanukah and their Shabbos. It's Friday night of Hanukkah. He's got like Shabbos candles and Hanukkah candles. It's Bereisha Madlik the Hanukkah, the Hoda Madlik the Shabbat. You have to light Hanukkah candles first, then Shabbos candles. Why? The Idlik b'Shabbos Bereisha Itzar Lord Leluke in Hanukkah Meshum the Kabbalah Lor Kibla l'Shabbos Alei. He says by lighting Shabbos candles you have accepted Shabbos. Therefore, says the Bahag, you better light Hanukkah candles first. Otherwise, once you light the Shabbos candles, you're out. That's it. Shabbos. He didn't say about a condition. That's exactly what the Bahag holds. The Bahag holds lighting Shabbos candles is an implicit or whatever acceptance of Shabbos. The problem now, there are Rishonim who disagree with that. The Ramban, the Rashba, and here on the page disagree with that. Holy soul. They disagree based on a Gemara. There's a Gemara in Shabbos, end of the second paragraph, Lamed Hamid Beis, 36, quickly. Tana Rabbanon, Sheish Tekiyas Token Erev Shabbos. Every Erev Shabbos, nothing to do with Rosh Hashanah. They'll blow six tekiyas in the cities on Erev Shabbos. Yerushalayim they still have, you know. Rishono lahavtilas amim melacha shabbosanos. The first tekiyah, you know, we don't need this because we have watches and clocks and, you know, timepieces and so on and so forth. But in those days they have, so, you know, you're out in the field. You don't know what time Shabbos is exactly. So they would have people in the town keep that. They started made a blue shofar just to hear. I said the earliest tekiyah was lahavtilas amim melacha shabbosanos. People out in the field know time to start heading home. Shnia, lahavti ir v'chanus. The second one was for the stores in town, right? The shlish is lahadlik hanukkah. The third one was to light Hanukkah. It'll do nosan, okay? And take off tzon, keep it tzon all day. B'shoha k'day tzlias dag katan. You can wait for as long as it takes to fry up or roast a small piece of fish. U'k'day lahadlik pasta tanar. You get the bread, you know, put the bread in the oven, the last minute things. And then tokeh v'shovis, then Shabbos. So the Chiddush Rabban on Shabbos Chav Gimel with Beis, okay, by Ner Chanukah, he says, Ner Chanukah, Ner Beis, and Ner Beis Aviv, and so on. And he says, write the Ner Chanukah first. He quotes the Bahag. He says, the truth is, my opinion is, you should light the Shabbos candles first. Why? The old rule, says the Rabban. Okay, Tadir, right? What's more frequent, right? So you light the Shabbos candles first. The Shabbos candles lighting is an implicit acceptance of Shabbos. Says the Rabban, it is? Who said that? The Bahag said that, but I don't think it's right. He rejects the whole thing. Who says? What kind of? He says, "Kama hu rachok zehatam." It's far fetched. Lighting Shabbos candles mean you accepted Shabbos. He says, "By Yom Kippur, I'm going to hear the concept of Tosefes you're adding and so on." But Tisha was for everybody. He says, "But a week that what's about regular Shabbos? What's going on here?" He says, and he quotes this Gemara because the Gemara said after the third tekiah you can still fry up a small piece of fish. So he's saying the Gemara, first you can do malach afterwards. So what he told me, really reject the whole thing. Rashba also, and therefore he says at the end, Shmaya dechokia, I got a lot of kabbalah. It's not kabbalah Shabbos just because you said you lit candles. Rashba also in the Chav Gimel Beis and Shabbos quotes this Bahagi thing. It's also in the same reason. Okay, mechein da'as haramban. He writes in Tshuva, Rashba chelak av simon elef ayin. Okay, you heard from me, he says, Shomata, Shmishmi, that I said, if you like Hanukkah candles and Shabbos, like, you know, the whole thing. Again, it's the same tshuva, he says, as he says, the Rosh also, Shabbos, Perek, Bei, Simcha, Avdalah. The Rosh says, he quotes this Gemara about the six tekiyas, and he says that, look at the end, he says, Mikan, Mashma, Shekabal, Shabbos, ain't no tshuva, but Lokas, Aner, accepting Shabbos, not the din, and lighting Shabbos candles, because you can still roast the fish. The near the Kabbal Shabbos clear, but Tzilas Arvis when you daven Ma'ariv. Oh, that's what you're saying. Mekadosh Shabbos, so Shabbos, right?
That goes all
the way. Not only
is it not automatically Shabbos, but you don't need Kabbal.
No, let me say one thing.
Either.
Right, but let me say one thing. We're only talking here, but the Zman didn't arrive. If it gets dark, we're talking about it. We're talking about where it's not yet the Zman, right?
So
it's a Mikola Dain, Mashma Shekabola Shabbos Tulev Betulev Arvis, V'chein Amo Debar, Keshechazen Omer Borchu, Hakol Parshim Elohim. That's the Rosh, the Ramban, the Rosh Bo. The Ran on the Rif, Shabbos Yud Amad Alev, Kol Amad Beis, disagrees. It's interesting. He usually holds more like the Ramban and Rosh Bo. Here he doesn't. He agrees that the Bahag is correct. He says that Gemara, you know, is can be explained differently and so on. Okay, and therefore he says that it is a din that the Bahag is right. Okay. We'll get to it. The Ran justifies the practice, and he firm for that Gemara. Okay, he said. he says that that Gemara at the same time. It wasn't later. Anyway, the Or Zeruah, Hilchos Erev Shabbos, and Tchanan Beis Amid Aleph, writes also that for other Gaon, Rosh Hashua Gaon, and so on, he says, Hadlokas Neris is Kabbalah Shabbos, and therefore he says, once you go to shul, you can't light the shul candles and turn on the lights in the shul. Okay, that was the practice there. The Magid Mishnah, huh?
The Bishnah was saying that,
Oh, so we'll see what we're talking about so far. Right, so the answer is one, two. But according, again, according to the Rambam, according to them,
what she did at home
may not affect
him.
But the question is, does it affect her? Does it even affect her? According to Rabbi Rashbam, no. Okay, according to others, yes. The Magid Mishnah in Hilchos Chanukah, Perek Dal, Halacha Yud Gimel, quotes the Bahag, but he says the Ramban Rashbam already rejected it. So take a look now at 45, the Smag, okay, because he makes this distinction you'll bring up. The Smag, in essence, Mr. Essay Simon Lamed. He quotes his Gemara in the end of Banarlikan about the six Tekiyas and so on. He says as follows. Mashma, she'ein hadlokas near Shabbos, kabol Shabbos. That Gemara is Mashma, the simple reading, is that once you lit candles, you can still fry some fish. Omnom, Hamadlik atzmo yocholius osu melacha. You can resolve that Gemara by saying you still have time for the rest of the people in the house, the one who didn't light it, but you were lit already. Then he quotes it so Tosefta Sukkah like that, which I printed in Sukkah Perek Dal Hilchos Zayin. Okay, he brings it right from the Tosefta Sukkah. And that's how women do it. No, they light the candles. They don't even put out the match. Just drop it. You don't throw it in the garbage, right? So apparently, lighting the candles is already the acceptance of Shabbos.
Well,
for whom?
Why
for the person
that?
Lighting it.
They don't do that.
It's a Tosefta. It's a Tosefta. Sukkah Perek Dal Hilchos Zayin, well before the back, right? And that's what the Sman quotes. So that'll resolve that Gemara, right? Because that's all that Gemara was talking about the. Other people, with the one who lit themselves, that is Mekabel. Now, goes my Monios, in Perek Hay, of the Shabbos of the Test, Os Reish, quotes the practice from the Maram Rutenberg, okay, which is the Maram Rutenberg, you know, is from the so called Hasidei Ashkenaz. You know, we speak about Hasidim today, so that's the Hasidim from the time of the Baal Shem Tov and his disciple, you know, 1700s and on. But the pious Jews of the pious in the time of the Rishonim were called the Hasidei Ashkenaz. The Rabbi Yehuda Chassid wrote the Sefer Hasidim, nothing to do with the Hasidim of today. Okay, so they were called the German Pietists sometimes, whatever, in this history book. So Rabbi Rutenberg had this idea. You always try to be Yotze all the days. That was one of their things. If you can be Machokas, we show them, try and work it out of you, Yotze. So you look what he says in the fourth line there, and I go to my minutes in Shabbos, Perkei Alokha, Yotes Osreish. Omma, Mamaram, Hinig. So how do you be Yotze, everybody? Lahasnos, Kodom, Shiyablik, Sholakabal Shabbos, Ajayos, and Ermiado. You could do it with a condition. Says the Rabbi Rutenberg, light the candles, be choshish of a hag, accepting Shabbos, but have in mind that I'm not going to accept Shabbos until I finish what I'm doing.
So the Bahag, you do it.
Right, exactly. But he says you should do that, to be choshish of a hag, but yet you still have work
so
to do. So, we don't know. We don't know. I don't know.
It didn't help.
You're right. That's correct. I don't know. Okay.
Exactly.
So it's interesting because that's the suggestion of the Maram Rutenberg. Now, I have that in mind at the time of lighting. Sometimes if a woman. They want to drive to shul because they're by mitzvah or something like that. You know, they're
mind the practice or can it? It sounds like vague that I'm going to light.
I don't want to.
I'm accepting Shabbos on the condition that maybe I might have something.
Totally. She knows she's going to do. She has to drive to shul. It's a bar mitzvah. Okay. Right. Now.
I have in mind that this is not Kabbalah Shabbos.
An act of Kabbalah Shabbos. She doesn't have to. Right. Very important. She doesn't have to say what she wants to do. Right, she doesn't say what she wants to do, but she knows she's still deserving. You don't have to say, because I'm...
When is she?
And the Kabbalah, either when this man arrives, or when they go to shul.
When she says Baruch.
Oh, yeah, if she goes to shul. Or whenever it gets dark, whatever time, official time is. Now, the Mordechai in Perek Shabbos, Mevav Likin, and Remez Reis Tzadik Gimel, also quotes this suggestion. All right, anyway. But the Kolbo in Siman Lamed Aleph, okay, rejects it. He says no. He says, and he wants to be a stickler for the Bahag. He says nothing's doing. He says, you look at the end, he says, the kevin shemabrechza ein lecha kabal zol mizum ve ein molo shem tana. What do you mean, tana? You said a bracha. What was the next of a bracha? Lahadlik ner shel Shabbos. You can't have it tonight. That's what Kobo says. Okay, you can't have it tonight. There's no such thing. Now, maybe because he holds like some of the other sheep
is. Shabbos is coming soon.
I understand, but he holds it. Ain't lecha kabbalah.
It's the
Ivano
Amitzos Erev at 3 p.m.
Okay. You can disagree, but that's what the Kobo says in Sion Lamed Aleph. The tour quotes the Bahag, Kosa Bahag, Kabbalah Shabbos, Lubat Lakasaner, and so on. And therefore, they have to light Hanukkah candles before Shabbos candles, and so on. And he says, Tosus causes ain't have a lakas and others said, I don't know what he means by Tosus. There's no Tosus under the rush. Another about Rishonim say it. She ain't have a lakas and there, and so on. Rather with Myriv, the Beis Yosef there in Reish Samach Gimel. That was the tour in Reish Samach Gimel. And Chashav is the Beis Yosef. Aruchaim is in Reish Samach Gimel. Diber Masal Kosev Bahag. Right. Umiu Haram. That's Ram Rudenberg. Hinig Betziva Lahasnos. Make a condition. And then everybody's happy. He writes at the end.
Yeah,
not the Kobo.
So
what? The Beis Yosef, but the Beis Yosef says at the end, "V'nir midvar dafil das bahag shari b'ochi." He thinks the bahag will go on. How does he prove it? I don't know. Okay. The Dake Moshe, the Ramah, some Reish Samagam Os Gimel Minhagim Shalano Kali Yeshlin Hokadasma. We should do that. We should have it in mind and so on. All right. The Pre-Shalom makes an interesting distinction. He says, "Kabbalah Shabbos pliya by lakas aner for whom?" For women, not for men. And I think the reason is, that for women, there's no het there, according to some, but
the
men commit the condition.
Said,
Yeah. Okay. This then appears in Shulchan Aruch in Reish Samach Gimel Sif Yud, okay, quotes the Bahag and so on, but let's remember, by the Svaradish Poskim, it's not an issue altogether, because they reject the whole Bahag, right? The Yesh Chol Kamala Bahag altogether. The Kabbalah Shabbos has nothing to do with the lighting candles. It's a din in Baruch Hu. Or for us, it's not Baruch Hu, but Mizma Shuli on Shabbos. Someone asked me, what about Kabbalah Shabbos? Yeah, they never heard of Kabbalah Shabbos. Rishon never heard of it. It didn't exist.
If you say the Chodovi, maybe only the last stanza.
Yeah, but
Rishon.
Someone
mentioned Shabbos.
Right, exactly. Okay. Anyway, so this din appears in the Shulchan Aruch. The Mishabura and Reish Samach Gimel, again, it's late, so mentioned this with Cotton Chavalov about the Tanai, that you want to accept Shabbos and so on. Rosh Hashulchan, again, you have a time, and it's late, so I want to read everything. I just want to mention, though, that there is a minig, at least among Ashkenazim, that's based on this whole practice. And a lot of men don't realize it, but the women know it, and it's against what we normally do. The Ramah, in that same sin, Reish Samach Gimel Sif Hei, okay. Right, we'll move down to 57. Yeah, look at the Mishabur, Aruch HaShulchan, and Reish Samach Gimel, spells all out. But look at the, Yesh Misha Omer, Shemavachim Kodem Hadloka. Ordinarily, when we make a Brichas HaMitzah, when do we make the Brichas HaMitzah? Before the performance of the Mitzah.
It's the same thing okay? As driving.
Before the performance of the Mitzah. But, the Ramah says, over here, if you hold that not just the lighting of the candle, but the saying of the Brucha, as part of the process, is an acceptable. As I said, but some said the Kobo said, "Ladik Nishal Shabbos." So if that is an acceptance of Shabbos, then guess what? As soon as you say the bracha, you actually can't light. Right now, the start. Our wives, Taka do that. They make the bracha on Hadlokas Neres after lighting the candle. The Ramah says, that's a machlokas, but there are more rites. But it should still look a little like over La Siyasa before. So cover their eyes like that. It's not just a mystical thing. It's like you pretend I'm getting Hana. The whole purpose of Shabbos is going to get a Hana. So I'm going to get Hana. So I'll make the bracha now I get Hana. Okay, so I'm all right. Can they show over? Over the sun, lo yehadim and adlachar bracha. Okay? But the Svaradim, here, same idea. The Svaradim, they make the bracha before Lukas Neres. Yes, the regular fire. I'm not sure they do that. Okay, but I won't write that right now. But the locus nearest is why? Because I'm worried about the whole Bahag. Because they're on Bahag, they're much more. And then others, the Sardis and Poskim, didn't accept it altogether. Okay, the Ashkenaz is a difference in practice till this very day. The two chuvas I printed at the end, I'll finish this, the Ratzi Pesach Frank, the chuvas. Huh? Before I Shabbos candles. Not like I was.
Just like Cohen and Sixers and everything else.
Isn't the issue if you made the bracha first? Is there any light? Isn't that issue?
That's normal. By normal, Chanukah candles, we make the bracha before we light, right? So why don't we do it by Shabbos? Because you have this funny thing that by saying the bracha of the Hadith Meshul Shabbos, if you hold like the Bahag, that's Mekabel Shabbos.
Plus.
Huh? Right. But the Sfarim don't accept that whole psak. The Sfarim don't worry about the Bahag.
They don't worry about it.
So they follow the pattern like all the mitzvahs. What?
It's the same process.
Okay, just want to finish off the Har Tzvi, Arachaim, Chelek Aleph, and Kuf Lamed Tes, discuss this issue, okay, and, about a Tanai, and he also mentions within this thing, he quotes the question of other Tanayim, okay, you have to have the other stipulations and so on. He also mentions, you can't say, and let's go back to the same before, Monty, you can't say, well, I'm a Kabbal Shabbos, so everything, but I just want to drive to Shul. It's an all or nothing package. Either you're Mekabel, you can't have a Mekabel Shabbos, with the exception of I just got to cook something. Okay, so, well, thank you. So that's what he mentions over here. Anyway, the last Shuvah is from the Tzitz Eliezer, Chelek Yud Siman Yud Tes. He talks about women who want an Eretz Yisrael, they're living in Yerushalayim. They want to light candles and then go daven and Meir at the Kosel. They're going to drive there. Right, that's a, and because the Mamad Avraham says the woman shouldn't really do this business with the Tanai unless it's necessary. You try and make sure everything's done on time. You know,
why?
He's saying because, you know, again, since some posts don't like it.
I'm not sure.
Huh?
Driving to Shul or to the wall, that doesn't help.
No, so that's what they have in mind. He said they can have in mind. The Mamad Avraham says you should only do it if it's needed. So, but he said that's not fair. I'm not sure. Okay, but I want to mention at the end, he quotes a Gedalia Felder, by the way, from Toronto, and those Dalin. You know, he writes that, well, what do you mean? Don't you need all the shlur about the Shrikas issue? But he quotes the terrorism we gave. But I want to say at the very end, it talks about Yontif. Okay. And I know I make the sense of my shul of the before Yom Kippur. This trick or this patent, you know, have in mind, this Tanai, works for Kabbalah Shabbos. But, he says, and the post can point out, though, if you say Shechiyonu, it's Yontif, and you say Shechiyonu, then that is, everybody would agree, that that's an acceptance of Yontif. Because Shechiyonu is a din in Yontif. Okay, there's no, you don't say Shechiyonu in advance of Yontif.
It's the other way.
So
not Shechiyonu make it Yontif. If it's not
Yom Tov,
you're on
Yom Tov. Okay, so therefore, the same thing. It adds up to the same thing. Right?
No, it means you need to work that.
So, okay, but Mamela,
look at him.
He's Baram near the Yom Tov, Shechoz, V'Shabbos, and he's saying, you can only do this trick if the trick doesn't work for Shechiyano.
Okay,
let's say Kippur night. Okay, so therefore, right, so Shechiyonu Mekiddush, you keep it, you know, Kiddush, so you wait till the shul says Shechiyonu. Okay, that's why I usually announce in the shul, before Kippur, that, because that's Taka night when many women have, they're going to drive to shul, right? They're going to, usually a lot of times women don't come to shul, they go Friday night. In Kippur, they're going to drive to shul, they want to light shot, they want to light your Kippur candles, and they're going to drive to shul. They have in mind, right? But so I always tell them, don't say the Shechiyonu. You can say the Hadak Mashal in Kippur, in Kippur, but you don't say Shechiyonu, because Shechiyonu is willy-nilly in acceptance of Yontif. Now, the Tzitzah at the end, as a kretch, I think it's a little bit kretch, he said, no, it could even work for Shechiyonu, maybe because you're saying it's like, you're not really to the dinim in Shechiyonu, so you could say it, but I think the more standard practice is that not, then the women should say Shechiyonu, same time the men do, at the end of Kol Nidre, right before Meir, we say the Shechiyonu out loud together, and when the shul says it, so the women should wait. Or you said, or if it's a Yontif night, they come to come to the shul. So say Shechiyonu and Kiddush with the men also. So it's an interesting distinction. Okay.
These summer days, especially when Shabbos are early, your wife lights candles early, right?
Right.
So if she's in Chavi, not there to have Shabbos yet, what's the latest time?
She can come to shul, get you up and drive home.
Yeah, theoretically.
Yes.
Okay, usually they say, it's a questionable why, and it doesn't look right. Let's say they have a 7 o'clock, I think what they print on the calendar, many shuls, is they print the 7, you know, it's a Shabbos, they like 7:50, yes. Not Baruch Hu, but Mizrach Shalom Shabbos, yeah, I think so.
Well, what do they write?
The right candle lighting is at like 7:20 or 9:35.
I thought that means to other people. So people going to the late minion.
No.
You have to say that, that
no, they have two. They have two times of candlelight.
Oh, they have two times.
I think a lot of schools print. I'm pretty sure they print two times of candlelight. One is to the people, or three times they're dreaming on it.
Which
sheet
is recommending to write that?
I didn't speak about it, but they say that since the when the husband says Baruch Hu, okay,
who
said that? I forgot. I have to find the post who say that that includes the whole family.
But
so the male, she can wait. It's a bit. I think it's because you don't want to have.
I think Krishna will meet my wife.
Well, I because here was the funny thing. You're going to come home. You're going to make Kiddush, and she's going to turn on lights. You can't do that. There has to be something, some unifying.
But before I make Kiddush,
no.
You're coming. She'll light the candles.
No.
Well, I'll knock on the door.
No.
Light the candles, then we'll open the door.
Okay, so why then? The answer is
what you're saying, Baruch.
There is a dinner. It's also a dinner community. I kind of go into this now. There's a whole dinner, a whole community.
Used to be if
they're talking about the bungalow colonies. If they have one in the bungalow colony, they make the marriage at 7 o'clock. It's wrong for someone else to drive in afterwards. Because what do you mean? It's not.
It doesn't look like it's not the same
as. It's the same as a family.
One is a din in Shabbos, one is a din in.
I'm saying, I have to find it. We'll talk about another time.
Here we don't have community. Like it used to be in your life.
No, right, right.
So when the community took in shot, you didn't have a choice. You had
to. Right. That's the thing the post would say about the family.